The Lord be with you. Please be seated. Lovely sunny day, rain, who knows? But you have car parking spaces, so it is beginning to work. So this is good. You're all very welcome here this morning to our communion service, where again we're going to be continuing on with our thought and challenge of the gifts that we have, how we use them, and how we can encourage others to use them also. But let's just quieten our hearts before we pray together our collect for purity. So we pray together. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the teaching of Jesus, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Spirit of God, search our hearts. So we pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness and keep us in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our collect for this morning. Lord, you have taught us that all our doings without love are nothing worth. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts that most excellent gift of love, the true bond of peace and of all virtues, without which whoever lives is counted dead before you. Grant this for your only Son, Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. Our first reading this morning is from the first letter to Peter, chapter 4, beginning at verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And if you can, please stand. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ, according to Luke chapter 9, beginning at verse 51. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. When the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On their way, they entered the village of the Samaritans to make ready for him, but they did not receive him because his face was not set towards Jerusalem. When his disciples, James and John, saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them. Then he went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray it brings wisdom, encouragement, and challenge to our hearts this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. These words from Jesus are quite striking and very challenging. My dad's dead. Can I go and bury him? Now, today, we would understand that as quite now and quite present and quite shocking for Jesus' response. But understanding the cultural context of how and why this person was going back, they were going back to make sure that they were going to be getting what they were getting in the will. That was what this person was saying. But these words from Jesus do not diminish in their challenge for us in our pursuit and in our understanding of what it is to follow Jesus. And these words from Peter of what it is to live out from our gifting and to encourage others with their gifting and not to grumble and complain with one another. What does a world look like where that can't happen? Because we can do that quite well, whether it be about the weather or anything, we can do that quite well. When we remove something from our life, we hope it is going to be for the better or for the worse. Many years ago, there was a particular discipleship group that I was leading, and there were some fantastic people and challenging people in this group. And there was a particular question and challenge that people were wanting to look at. And they said, "Can we talk about this openly and freely?" I said, "Absolutely. But can we make one condition?" 100%. "Will you please just not quote from the Bible?" So I said, 100%. I will not use scripture at all in our conversation. And it was for the following week. So everyone had to go away, prepare, and think about what they were going to say. And so we got together the following week. We all sat there. It was a bigger crowd than normal. And as we sat there, I said, "Can I just open with prayer? And then we will begin our discussion." And he said, "Yeah, absolutely." So I just stayed silent. And that was that. I said, "We can continue now." So everybody started with their conversations and their questions and their challenges. And it went on for about 5, 10, 15 minutes until someone turned to me and said, "Have you got nothing to say?" Because I hadn't said a word in the whole conversation. And they said, "Have you anything to say?" I said, "I have nothing to say." "Well, don't you care?" Because I really do care. "But we'd love to hear your opinion." "I can't share my opinion." "Well, no, you're free to share whatever you want." I said, "I'm not free. If I can't use scripture, I have no opinion." See, for me, what scripture says is important. And it was difficult for the group after that to go, "Oh, well, okay, what do you think?" I said, "We limit it. Sometimes we use the Bible for our own particular need or gain. And other times we get challenged by the words that we see in this." Peter, in this letter that is being written, it is this whole idea of people being allowed to use their gifts, to be who God has called them to be. And there are people who have no issue running in and doing stuff, and others who want to reserve back and see how they can help in other different ways. It is good when the body of Christ works and complements each other so well. Saturday was a wonderful example of that. 250, we think, who were here in the car park, having fellowship, enjoying the company of one another, feeling welcome, eating a burger or a sausage or wonderful pasta and salad, connecting, playing, talking, crying, laughing, but having a space where they could do that. And this space was open for them. And there were people who came along who had no involvement whatsoever, who actually then got involved to help, to connect, to support. That is the beauty of who we are called as a community. All throughout life, we can go, what is the point of my life? Why am I here? Or who am I? And I used to always say to people before they take a journey to Thailand or Mozambique or wherever they were going to go to find themselves, I'd hold a mirror up and go, there you are. There you are. I'm saving you a fortune. But I understood what they meant because they wanted to know who they were in these particular places and they wanted to have different experiences. If you are trying to find yourself, if you're trying to understand what your role or who you are, Scripture is a wonderful mirror. Jesus is a fantastic mirror for us to look at him, and he does not turn us away. But the questions he can have for us are challenging, and they're important. And it is for us to embrace and to step into that, even if there are decisions that are difficult. God knows our hearts. He knows our needs. And I encourage you, as you see other people fulfilling their gifts for where God has called them, encourage them in that. And at the same time, think and pray and see where God is calling you into and how you are able to give, to bless, to encourage, and to challenge for what God has for all of us. Let us affirm our faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist? We Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us, and rose again? Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world? This is the faith of the church. This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Blessed are you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You hear our prayers and are ever ready to help us. May we live in awareness of your presence and your peace, and rejoice in your abiding love and in your power. Blessed are you, one God, forever. Amen. We give thanks for all who have sustained us through their prayers, who have interceded on our behalf. We ask you to bless all who exercise a ministry of intercession. We pray for our community. We pray for others and their communities. We ask you to guide all who are concerned with the outreach and mission of the church, and we ask for your blessing upon the outreach of our church within our own local community. We give thanks for last Saturday. Lord, in your mercy, we give thanks for all who are involved in communication and education. We pray for schools, colleges, and universities, those who teach and all who are learning new things. We give thanks for this summer break. And we lift up those who are continuing in their studies or preparing for teaching. We ask your blessing upon those involved with broadcasting and the press. We pray for freedom of the press and freedom of speech for all people. Lord, in your mercy, We give you thanks for those who have given us of their love, who have spent time and their lives in caring for us. We ask your blessing upon our homes and all whom we love. We pray for homes where there is little love and poor communication. Lord, in your mercy, we give thanks for our lives and all who have enriched them. We pray for those who are suffering with any type of illness, whether physical or mental. Father, you are a healer. You are one who understands suffering. We pray that all people will know your love and your peace, your presence and your calm in whatever storm they may be facing. Lord, in your mercy, we take a moment of silence now to lift up our own personal prayers to you. Lord, in your mercy, we give thanks for the communion of saints and rejoice that we have a share with them in your kingdom. We remember before you our friends and loved ones who are departed from us. May they rest in peace and rejoice in glory. Merciful Father, accept these, our prayers, for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Again, if you can, please stand. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to one God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and we share in his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Give each other a wave, a wink, a nod from wherever you are standing. Please be seated. Blessed be God who feeds the hungry, who raises the poor, who fills our praise. Blessed be God forever. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest." Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen, amen, amen. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We, being many, are one body, for we all share in the one bread. And so the gifts of God for the people of God. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Amen. I'm going to invite Avril and George, who will bring around our communion. And so the body of Christ, given for you. And the blood of Christ, shed for you. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. We have tea and coffee after our gathering here this morning, and our gentle reminder that this will be our final Wednesday communion for the summer, with the hope that we will return come September time. We have our services on this week, on Sunday at 9:30, communion, 10:15, coffee, and 11 o'clock, our indoor gathering. And we have our coffee on Friday at 10:30 as well. As you receive this blessing, take this for your hearts and bring and be this blessing to those that you connect with. So may you know the love and the challenge that comes from God your Father. May you know the compassion and challenge in the words of Jesus, in the actions of Jesus. And may you know the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, as you actively pursue those around you to love them well, to bring good news, to bring freedom, and to bring joy. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.